Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50, we're tracking breaking news across our coverage area from a deadly hit and run and shooting in Durham to a house fire in Cary. That's where you're looking live on the right side. Our team has you covered. We had a few showers this morning, and now the sun's beginning to break out. Our southerly wind is really going to allow our temperatures to climb. I'll show you how close we'll be to a record today.
And a sick out happening here in Cumberland County schools. Many of the buses not leaving today. Coming up, we'll tell you about the new information we're getting in response to what's happening from the district.
Lots to cover on your Wednesday morning. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things started together. A lot of news to get to here. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We look at those blue skies trying to break through and temperatures up again.
Oh, look at this. Isn't this pretty? There's a little bit of cloud cover, but a lot of blue over Southern Pines right now. We take a look at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Nobody's out here quite yet. It's still probably wet because we had some showers roll through, especially the Sandhills overnight. But that's it's clearing right on out. 57 right now. We have a wind coming out of the southeast. It's that southerly flow that's going to help to really warm things up and dry us out as we get through the next few hours. You can see plenty of sunshine in our southern counties by lunchtime. And then gradually we'll see some clearing up around the northern part of the viewing area through the afternoon. Going to be a beautiful day today, similar to yesterday. We're right now in the 50s, 51 in Goldsboro, 54 in Roxboro, 56 in Southern Pines. So looking at 50s currently. And our temperatures are a little cooler than they were yesterday in a couple of spots. But look at that, Roxboro is 11 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. So we're seeing those temperatures kind of creeping up. 71 at lunchtime, 78 the high this afternoon. That would tie our previous record. Look at how long we stay in the 70s. This evening, we're still at 70 degrees at 9 p.m. It's going to make a nice evening for a walk or maybe even grilling out, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now. We're still following some delays on the Durham Freeway, watching those sensors on 885 right around T.W. Alexander Drive. A report of a crash there on the northbound side between Cornwallis and T.W. Alexander. Seeing about a 4-minute delay on that northbound side and a similar 4 or 5 minute delay on the southbound side of 885, beginning right around that 147 merge there and extending all the way down toward the Ellis Road area. The delays are not bad enough to consider an alternate route at this point, but I'll watch those sensors and let you know if that's changing. Still noticing some pretty big delays, though, on the southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road coming in from Wake Forest through North Raleigh. We have a crash reported at Durant Road. Also on Falls of Neuse Road, a crash reported at Hunting Ridge Drive south of 540. So expect some delays through that area as well. New information here about a crash on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard. It is a crash, apparently property damage only. We are seeing a little bit of a delay there as you approach Capitol Boulevard on the westbound side of the Beltline, but not seeing big delays because of that. A quick check of your major approaches into Raleigh, seeing a 6-minute backup on 40 westbound right around the Clayton bypass and a 7-minute delay as you come in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Also want to take you to southern Chatham County where we're following breaking news in the Gulf community. A report of a pretty serious crash there on 421 at Plank Road. Sky 5's on the way to that one. We are seeing some delays building on the sensors, especially on 421.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We have some breaking news this morning. 20 school bus routes are not running this morning because drivers are staging a sick out over pay. It started at 5 o'clock this morning in Cumberland County. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at Southview High School. Naya, we just received a statement from the district in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So the district now responding to this sick out, confirming that they have had a number of call outs. They said that they have received at least 17 school bus drivers have called out this morning. Parents, they also say, have been notified and told these buses will not run after school either, and that these parents need to find alternative ways for their children to get home today. And this is all because drivers say they want more pay. Right now, new hires get $15 an hour, while current drivers get $15.93 an hour. Before, drivers were making $12.82, but in 2021, a similar sick out led to a pay bump. Drivers who have been with the school district for years say they should be getting more pay.
We deserve more. You have new hires coming in at $15 an hour. Now, you have drivers that have been there, I would say maybe 19 years or more, making a dollar more than the new hire. And we just don't think it's fair.
Just last week, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools had bumped its driver pay up to $20. And even with the pay bump that Cumberland County had received in 2021, it still is on the lower end when it comes to looking at other areas that we see for bus driver pay. Now, we're told that this sick out is going to last for a week. Right now, Cumberland County Schools is only addressing today. Nia Harden, WREL News in Cumberland County.
Right now, we have breaking news in Cary, where investigators are working to figure out what started an early morning fire at a home on Poplar Branch Lane. It's right off Morrisville Carpenter Road. WRL's Laura Levine got some new information as she got to that scene here and has been gathering some more just in the last 5 minutes. Laura.
Jeff, within the past 5 minutes, we have received new information from the Cary Fire Department here. They tell us four people were actually inside the home here behind me when the fire broke out. As you can see, it remains a pretty active scene. The call came in around 5:50 this morning. That's when crews responded, and that is when fire and smoke was seen coming from the roof. If you take a look there now, you can see the fire is out, but the damage here is pretty extensive on that roof. Now, I can tell you that three people, a family of three, were inside, and they were able to escape with no injuries. But there was one additional person who was on the second floor and had to be taken to Wake Med. And police and fire department tell us right now that they have non-life-threatening injuries. So the fire department here, they were able to get this fire out between 10 to 15 minutes. It was a pretty contained situation. But the Cary Fire Department, Cary Police Department, as well as the Mooresville Fire Department remain here on the scene as they work to determine the cause of the fire. That's really what they're working to do next. And they also said they can't really explain the extent of the damage, and we can see some of it just from the exterior here. So it remains a pretty active investigation. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Cary.
And we're also tracking two breaking stories out of Durham. We'll start on Liberty Street near Holloway Street. That's where a woman was hit and killed by a car just before 11:30 last night. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows the police response. Investigators told us in the last 2 hours that the car drove off, and they have not found the driver. They have not said what led up to that crash either. And Durham police also working in the early hours of the morning after a deadly shooting just up the street. Officers cleared the scene on Holloway Street just before 4 a.m. They'd been out there since before 9 o'clock last night. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows how active it was. Investigators say two men were shot inside a car. One of them died. The other is expected to survive. Police did not share a motive for the shooting.
Getting a lot of attention today is a years-long push to require North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents. A state House committee will vote on the cooperation bill. The measure also forces sheriffs to check the immigration status of anyone arrested and hold them in jail, even if they bond out, as long as immigration agents want to interview them. Wake County is one of the counties sheriffs have refused on constitutional grounds to do that. Governor Cooper has vetoed this bill before, but GOP lawmakers might be able to override his veto this time.
A statewide effort to end child hunger will ramp up in Chapel Hill today. Leaders from across North Carolina are gathering for a conference to talk about the challenges affecting child nutrition programs. The conference comes 1 week before thousands of families will lose their additional SNAP benefits. Extra pandemic funding for those benefits will end on March 1st. For a family of four, that means a drop from about $970 a month to $650. That has many scrambling to prepare for the additional hardship.
We're trying to, like, stockpile food a little bit, so because we don't know how much it's really going to affect us.
Today's Child Hunger Conference will be the first in-person meeting for organizers since the pandemic. They'll focus on how to address issues with child nutrition programs.
Coming up on 10 after 8 on your Wednesday, there's a new push to speed up the rebuilding process after natural disasters in North Carolina. The rule being considered today as many families wait years to have their homes rebuilt. Plus,
it almost would feel like a crime if we didn't help.
How a local family is using their own grief to help others after losing a loved one in that massive earthquake in Turkey. We had some light showers this morning, but we're starting to see some clearing, little sunshine breaking out in some spots that will allow our temperatures to warm up well above normal for the next several days. But wait till you see what happens on Saturday. That 53 degrees is not what it will feel like in the afternoon. I'll show you why coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Let's take a live look from our WRL Live Cam network. That is Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, and it is coming to life here today with some beautiful weather right now. Home of the famed Pinehurst number 2 out there. Sure to get some action. Hey, you can fit a single in. I'm game. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center right now with a look around town.
Well, there's Jeff's smile. I can tell. He's like trying to grin from ear to ear when that shot comes up. It's looking nice out there in a lot of places. We're seeing some sunshine here in Apex. Notice some gray skies still hanging over Chapel Hill, but the sun is starting to break through those clouds. That's a look from Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's a little bit more gray in Goldsboro right now, but we're going to see nice clearing from south to north as we get through the remainder of the day today. We've had a warm front that's been lifting northward, and as it was lifting across our area, it brought us a few showers early this morning. That is all over with, and the rest of the rain is going to follow the front on into Virginia and up into the northeast. This whole system is part of the big snowstorm that is coming for a huge chunk of the country, and I'm going to walk you through that. But we're going to be on the south side of that, where the weather is going to be just phenomenal, really. We take a look at this morning, and we're seeing more cloud cover in the north, and that changes once we get past lunchtime. As that front continues to move northward, it's going to open the door to more dry and warm air moving up underneath it. And we're going to clear out and see temperatures similar to yesterday. Tomorrow is going to be really warm with that warm flow coming in. We warm up into the mid 80s. And on Friday, we start to see some gradual changes. Saturday is the day that we see a huge change. We're going to see our winds coming out of the northeast, temperatures falling during the day. We're going to see rain showers starting before lunchtime and continuing until around midnight. Here's a look at early Sunday morning. Sunday's probably going to be fairly cloudy, but our temperatures will start to warm back up. Take a look at Saturday. We're going to start Saturday here at midnight. So this is going to be Friday night, Saturday morning at 53 right there at midnight. By the time you get to 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, our temperatures are going to be in the low 40s, and we're going to hold it there for the rest of the day. So I know when you look at the 7 day, it says 53. That will officially be our warmest temperature of the day, but that's going to happen right after midnight, and we're going to be feeling like low 40s all afternoon. So we get into the chill. Here's what happens for the next several days across the country. We have a blizzard warning here in parts of the upper Midwest. They can see up to 20 inches of snow and winds gusting to 45 miles per hour. Over around the Great Lakes, they're going to see up to 10 inches of snow, maybe even some accumulating ice for an ice storm. And we're going to sit right underneath it, feeling very warm, except for Saturday. That 85 tomorrow will easily break the record high. It's also likely to break the record all-time warmest temperature we've ever seen in February. Saturday is just going to feel like February with really chilly temperatures and rain. We bounce right back next week with some sunshine and warmer temperatures. Brian?
Here at 816, Elizabeth, we are tracking a couple of crashes on Falls of Neuse Road, creating some pretty big delays. Still working to get this one cleared from Durant Road, and we're still seeing some pretty heavy southbound delays there. And if you continue over 540 and on into the north part of Raleigh, watch for a crash on Falls of Neuse Road at Hunting Ridge Drive. This is right in front of that shopping center. Very heavy southbound delays, and we're hearing reports that's a pretty serious crash, so it may be a little while before that's cleared. Those backups begin well before you get to Harps Mill Road there on the southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road. Seeing our delays building a little bit there on the Beltline, 440 westbound, a crash reported right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange with backups from New Bern Avenue out toward Capitol. And we still have this crash reported at 885 northbound at TW Alexander Drive. It looks like those southbound delays have eased up a little bit, but we're still seeing about a four-minute delay on the northbound side of 885 heading away from I-40 up toward the 147 split. In the southern part of Chatham County, we still have reports of a crash at 421 at Plank Road. This is in the Gulf community, not too far from the Chatham-Lee County line. Sky 5 on the way to that crash, also getting reports that it's a pretty serious incident there. The sensors on this map are not showing delays, but I've seen some other sensor data in the past couple of minutes indicating that we still have some backups, especially on 421.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you to this live look at the area in Warsaw, Poland, where President Biden is set to meet with NATO leaders from the Eastern Bloc. Many of them have been arriving for the last half hour or so. We've been watching and monitoring these pictures. Ukraine will likely be the main topic of discussion, but also these NATO leaders, along with President Biden, will be talking about Russian President Vladimir Putin after Moscow suspended a landmark nuclear arms control treaty. These discussions will get on the way very shortly. We'll, of course, monitor these live pictures and bring you any new developments here in the WRAL Live Center.
Thanks, Ken. Meantime, Turkey and Syria reel from two deadly earthquakes just 2 weeks apart. Duke University is also mourning a student lost in the disaster. Graduate student Summer Zora died when the first earthquake struck the region earlier this month. She was traveling to do research for her PhD. Her twin brother, Saad, knew she was in the earthquake zone but didn't know where. He eventually tracked her to a first-floor apartment in a building that had collapsed. Saad pointed rescue teams toward that building to find his sister.
These rescue teams, without hesitation, came over, brought their canine unit, brought thermal sensors, and I truly believe that if we weren't there, that would not have happened.
So those rescuers managed to recover Summer's body. It was flown to Kuwait, where she was born. The Zora family is hoping Duke will recognize Summer's work with an honorary degree. They started a GoFundMe page to support others affected by the earthquake. We have a link for that on our website, WRAL.com.
A mother in Durham is speaking up after new murder charges are filed in her husband's disappearance. Three men are now charged with the killing of Sean Burton. Burton was a father of six and local club promoter who hasn't been seen since last March.
This is a tremendous loss to our family. This not only affected, he's a husband, a father, a son, a brother. His father just passed away last month. Without answers of knowing what happened to his son.
Burton was last seen being picked up and driven to Duke Street in Durham. The three men indicted for murder were already facing kidnapping and conspiracy charges.
For the second day in a row, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider a case that could change how the Internet works. Today, they'll look at whether Twitter can be sued for content posted on its platform. The justices heard arguments in a similar case involving Google and YouTube yesterday. One side says tech companies should be open to lawsuits for recommending or allowing content linked to terrorism. But the other side says that could lead to the elimination of all content moderation online. Yesterday, the justices appeared uncomfortable with making a wide-ranging ruling on the issue. Decisions in both cases are expected in June.
President Biden says it's common sense that Norfolk Southern should clean up the mess after its train derailed in Ohio. This photo from the president's Instagram shows him in Poland on the phone with EPA Administrator Michael Reagan, who is a North Carolina native. He also spoke with the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Yesterday, the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup of hazardous materials from that February 3rd derailment. The order requires the company to identify and clean contaminated soil and water resources. Norfolk Southern will also need to reimburse the EPA for services provided to affected people and businesses.
Action could be taken today to speed up the rebuilding process after natural disasters in North Carolina. A state House committee will hear a bill to raise the dollar threshold at which state agencies can skip the formal bidding process for construction. Usually that process can add weeks or months to a project. This bill would remove some of that red tape. WRL explored the issues in rebuilding after Hurricanes Matthew and Florence in our documentary, Aftermath, North Carolina Hurricane Victims Left Behind. It's available to watch right now on WRL.com. WRL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance pressed state officials, including Governor Cooper, for answers on why homes aren't being rebuilt. The reporting led to some shakeups in leadership at some state agencies.
Tonight, you can learn more about protecting your heart from our state's top health leaders. The State Department of Health and Human Services is holding another Fireside Chat live stream. From 6 to 7 tonight, experts will share how to detect heart issues, and you can even ask questions. Heart disease is the second leading cause of death in North Carolina. The Fireside Chat will stream on the NCDHHS Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages. And happening right now, the focus is now on cleanup as Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans officially come to a close. thousands of people packed onto Bourbon Street overnight to watch parades and performances. The events lasted early into the morning, as you can imagine. New video shows just some of the incredible floats in the parades. There was heightened security this year because of safety concerns.
Yeah, they just got done cleaning up this morning. Today is Ash Wednesday. A local church is offering a chance for you to get your blessings on the go. Christ the King Lutheran Church on Walnut Street in Cary is once again offering its Ashes to Go service this morning. It's a drive-through, get your blessing until 9:30 this morning. The church will also have on-site worship services at 11 this morning and at 6 and 7:30 tonight.
A historic snowstorm is about to slam the Midwest. We'll show you how it's affecting flights this morning as you look live in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, at the end of a century-old rule for guns in North Carolina is sparking serious debate. What both sides say is at stake as the effort to repeal the rule moves forward.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now is 8:26 on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with traffic. Brian Trader tracking a couple of crashes around our area. Brian.
We're following some breaking news right now in the golf community in southern Chatham County. Live pictures from Sky 5 over a crash at 421 at Plank Road. They are working to get this cleared up, and we're working in the newsroom to learn more about this crash. You can see it looks like they do have lanes open there, and traffic is flowing through that area, but you want to give yourself some extra time and, of course, be careful as you head through that scene with those emergency responders. They're working to get that crash cleared. On the north side of Raleigh, a couple of crashes on Falls of Deuce Road, one at Durant Road. That's in the clearing stages. And then a pretty serious crash reported on Falls at Hunting Ridge Drive with some heavy southbound delays beginning well before you get to Newton Road. Elizabeth.
Okay, so we're in a transition right now. We're seeing a warm front lifting northward. It's going to eventually take the clouds with it. It's already allowing our temperatures to start to warm up. 57 in Durham, it's 54 in Goldsboro, still a cooler 49 in Sanford. But we're on our way into the 70s this afternoon. You may want a jacket this morning while we're still in the 50s, but not for long. If you're walking the dog this morning, temperatures are going to start to climb into the 60s pretty quickly. At lunchtime, 71. Walking the dog this evening, even at 7 o'clock, our temperatures are still in the low 70s, and we'll see partly cloudy skies.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news, school bus drivers are holding a sick out over pay in Cumberland County. Drivers tell us the protest will affect bus routes to about 20 schools and could last all week. New drivers there make $15 an hour, while longtime drivers make just under $16 per hour. And breaking news in Cary, investigators are working to figure out what started a fire at this home in Cary, where you're looking live. It broke out around 5 o'clock this morning near Poplar Branch Lane. A family of three had to be evacuated. Firefighters think it started in the attic. And coming up next on Fox 50, new information shared in the last 90 minutes about a deadly hit and run in Durham.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now on Fox 50. A family of three escapes a house fire in Cary, where you are looking live right now. We have the new information we've learned in just the last 30 minutes.
And we are tracking wild weather across the country from a historic snowstorm taking aim at Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where you're looking live. To unusually warm weather here at home. That's who you're looking live at Raleigh on the right-hand side.
We think we deserve more.
Breaking news this morning as school bus drivers in Cumberland County stage a sick out, leaving parents to find a way to get their kids to class. It's an ongoing issue we've been covering this morning. 8:30 is your time right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for some beautiful weather again. Yesterday was nice. Today's going to be nice. Tomorrow's going to be nice. I like this, Elizabeth. This is a nice trend we have going.
I hope you have a lot of housework you need to get done on Saturday because you're not going to want to go anywhere. Enjoy this while we have it. We have a warm front that's lifting across the area right now. That's why we still have some cloud cover in Chapel Hill. And you can notice the streets a little bit damp, but the sun's trying to break through those clouds. And the sun's going to win out this afternoon. Once we get to lunchtime, we're going to see a lot of sunshine across the areas, even where we're seeing some clouds right now. Folks are out and about here in Chapel Hill in their long sleeves. Temperatures are in the 50s currently, but we'll see temperatures rapidly climbing into the 70s, and we're going to have a long stretch this afternoon with temperatures in the 70s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Taking a live look at Southern Pines. They're working on the greens here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club, but lots of blue sky. We're seeing more blue sky in the south as our warm front continues to lift northward. It spent the night down here near the South Carolina and North Carolina line, and now it's headed on up into Virginia. And as it goes, we'll see some clearing from south to north, and of course, a big push of some warm air coming in behind that front, clearing out. It's going to be a lovely afternoon and evening. Right now, it's 58 in Fayetteville, 53 Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 54 in Roxboro and in South Hill. We climb into the low 70s at lunchtime. It was pretty windy yesterday. It may still be a little breezy this afternoon, but not as much as yesterday. So lunch outside today, yes, check. Dinner outside, check. Even at 7 o'clock, our temperatures will be 73 under partly cloudy skies.
Now to that breaking news out of Cary this morning. Investigators are working to figure out what started an early morning fire at a home on Poplar Branch Lane. It's right off Morrisville Carpenter Road. You see it on the map there. WRL's Laura Levine just got new information from firefighters in the last 30 minutes. Laura, what are they talking about?
Jeff, recently this morning, we have learned that four people were actually inside this home when the fire broke out. A family of three was able to escape, but there was one person who was on the second floor of this home that had to be taken to Wake Med. As you can see, several crews remain here on the scene. But I really want to point your focus to the top of the home here. From the attic is where they're telling us the fire started, and it's pretty extensive damage. In fact, we were walking around, and there's actually more damage on the side of the home as well. So from the outside, from the exterior, we see this damage, but right now the focus has shifted for investigators to work to determine what actually caused the fire and the total extent of the damage here. Now, that one person who had to be taken to Wake Med, we are told that they are expected to be okay. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Whenever we get more information about what caused this fire, we will be sure to update you on air and online. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Cary.
And we're following breaking news right now. 20 school bus routes are not running this morning because drivers are staging a sick out over pay. It started at 5 o'clock this morning in Cumberland County. WRL's Naya Harden is at Southview High School with a response from the district in the last 30 minutes.
Cumberland County schools now confirming that they have had a number of call outs. They say at least 17 bus drivers have called out this morning. Parents, they also say, have been notified and told that these buses will not run after school either. Drivers say they want more pay. Right now, new hires get $15 an hour, while current school bus drivers get $15.93 an hour. Before, drivers were making $12.82, but in 2021, a similar sick out led to a pay bump. Drivers who have been with the school district for years say they should be getting more pay.
We think we deserve more. You have new hires coming in at $15 an hour. Now, you have drivers that have been there, I would say maybe 19 years or more, making a dollar more than the new hire. And we just don't think it's fair.
Just last week, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools bumped its drivers to $20 an hour. Even with the pay bump, Cumberland County Schools sits lower than others in the area. We're told the sick out will last for the remainder of the week. Right now, Cumberland County Schools has only addressed today. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Cumberland County.
Meanwhile, 18 bus routes at Chapel Hill Carrboro schools are canceled for a third straight day as more than half the district's transportation staff is out sick. Most of them tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in the transportation building. The district is prioritizing elementary routes and students with special needs.
Tracking two major stories this morning out of Durham. We'll start on Liberty Street near Holloway Street, where a woman was hit and killed by a car around 11:30 last night. At 4 a.m., our crew in the WRL Breaking News Tracker spoke with the brother of the woman who died. He says he was on that scene for hours waiting for information.
I'm a little upset. I'm frustrated. I don't know how else to express myself. You know what I mean? Like, That's really the best I can do. Like,
police have not said what led up to that crash. Durham police also have worked into the early morning hours after a deadly shooting just up the street from there. Officers cleared the scene on Holloway Street just before 4 a.m. They had been out there since before 9 last night. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows how active that scene was. Investigators say two men were shot inside a car. One of them died. The other is expected to survive. No word yet on any motive for that shooting.
A Wake County security administrator will be at Wake Forest Middle School this morning after two threats in less than a week. Extra security was already on campus yesterday after a threat on Monday. And now WRL has learned there was an earlier threat last Friday as well. The sheriff's office says it found the person responsible, and that person will be taken through the school system and juvenile court. Investigators say the threat was a hoax.
Today, a push to end background checks on private gun sales in North Carolina could take a step forward. The state house will vote on its version of a bill to repeal the century-old pistol purchase permit law. Republicans who are backing the proposal say the process is antiquated and based on a Jim Crow-era law. Democrats worry it will allow people with a history of domestic violence and mental illness to get guns. The state Senate passed a similar bill last week.
Flight cancellations are stacking up and northern states are shutting down as a potentially historic winter storm moves overhead. 43 million Americans are in the path of the storm. This is a look at Minneapolis, Minnesota. Some areas could see more than 2 feet of snow this week. Schools are closing and officials are declaring a snow emergency later today.
Preparing for what will likely be an historic snow event. We've got multiple departments and multiple jurisdictions, both Minneapolis and St. Paul, doing everything possible to make sure that we are prepared, regardless of what ultimately happens.
And we checked just a few minutes ago, the number of flights canceled nationwide has jumped in the last hour from 500 to 800, most of them out of Minneapolis. There are not any big issues at RDU right now.
Snow days are fun. Snow emergencies are not.
Yeah.
Still ahead this morning, a demand for change from housekeepers at our state's biggest public university. White housekeepers at UNC Chapel Hill are holding two protests across the triangle today.
Plus, the key evidence we could hear today about the person charged in the deadly mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
And as the weather here at home heats up, we're watching when a cool down will arrive. 7-day forecasts will reveal it next as you look live at Chapel Hill.
Welcome back. Taking a look live over southeast Wake County, shaping up to be a pretty nice day today. You might need the light jacket now, but you're not going to need it later. Temperatures getting into the mid-70s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a couple views around town. The sun is trying to come out, Elizabeth.
We have a warm front that is continuing to lift across the area. That front moved south to the South Carolina line overnight, and it helped to spark a few showers earlier. It doesn't look like it's really damp anywhere now. We've really started to dry things out nicely after those quick showers this morning. As that front lifts northward, our winds will shift to southerly. That's going to help to push that warm air right back into our area, just like we saw yesterday with temperatures in the upper 70s. Some blue sky here in Goldsboro, a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. Same thing here in Apex and Chapel Hill. There's some cloud cover still hanging around. The farther north you are, the longer you're going to see the cloud cover. But that front is on the move. It is headed up to the north. Below it, it's nice and dry, and we'll see bright conditions developing as we head through the afternoon. And the warmth will continue as that flow will be out of the south all afternoon. That continues tomorrow, and that's what's going to allow our temperatures to climb to potentially the warmest that we've ever seen in February if we hit 85 for tomorrow afternoon. But you can see gradual clearing through the afternoon, lots of sunshine. It's going to be a really warm evening, as a matter of fact. Not often in February do we think about grilling out, but hey, it'd be a nice evening for that with temperatures lingering in the 70s, you know, well into 7, 8, 9 o'clock. Moving ahead to Saturday, this is when things really start to take a downturn in terms of spending any time outside. Saturday morning, our wind will start to come out of the northeast. You can follow the wind streams right there. That's going to make it cloudy, chilly. We're going to see a cold front moving in as well from the other direction, and that's going to bring us some rain for most of the day Saturday. It'll start maybe mid to late morning, and it's with us through the evening. So we take a look at Saturday. This is something important to note. We have 53 in our forecast on the 7-day for the high temperature, but there's more to it than that. That high temperature is likely to happen around midnight, early Saturday morning. After that, our temperatures will start to drop. And by 7, 8 a.m. Our temperatures will be in the low 40s, and we're going to hold it in the low 40s all afternoon. That's lunchtime at 42 degrees with scattered light showers. Of course, it could always be worse, right? Huge snowstorm across parts of the country. The northern half of the U.S. getting hit hard by this. A blizzard warning across parts of the upper Midwest, and certainly the winter storm warnings continue on up through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast, where we could see 10 to 20 inches of snow along the path of that storm. So we're looking at 85 degrees. We've never hit 85 in February in the Triangle. 84 was the previous record for the whole month. So we'll see how that goes on Thursday. And then Friday, increasing clouds, close to 70. Saturday is just going to be a chilly, rainy day. It'll be fairly gray Sunday, but we jump back to almost 70. We'll hit 70 again Tuesday as we wrap up the month.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. New this morning, I-40 East is back open near Rock Quarry Road after a crash closed it for hours overnight. A two-car crash cleared just after 3 o'clock this morning. The call initially came in just after 10:30. Police say both drivers were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. They did not say what caused the crash.
Sanford police are asking for help tracking down a car that may be linked to a deadly shooting. Investigators say this car was in the area of Magnolia and Simmons Streets Monday afternoon. Authorities say 72-year-old Joseph Smith was killed there, and a 19-year-old was shot in the leg and is recovering. Sky 5 was over the scene as police tried to figure out what happened there, and there was a silver Lexus covered with a tarp and dozens of bullet casings on the ground. A lot of questions remain about this case, so call police if you know anything.
Today we'll get our first look at a possible motive for the deadly mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. Prosecutors will lay out evidence in court as to why the accused gunman should be charged with a hate crime. Investigators say the 22-year-old, who identifies as non-binary, killed five people at Club Q back in November. They can still be charged with a hate crime for targeting peers. They previously threatened to become, quote, the next mass killer. And overnight, we've learned five people were shot at a convenience store in Colorado Springs. Police say two groups were fighting at the store when the shooting started. They have not made any arrests.
Healthcare professionals are gathering today on the steps of the General Assembly, where you are looking live right now. They'll be there to discuss abortion. More than 1,000 of them recently signed a letter opposing any new restrictions on reproductive health care. This is video here of advocacy groups calling for the same protections in Raleigh. This was yesterday. State Republican lawmakers have said they are planning new abortion restrictions since the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Housekeepers at UNC Chapel Hill are calling on university leaders to raise their pay. The group plans to hold a pair of rallies this afternoon, one on campus and one outside the UNC system office in Raleigh. They want a raise from $15 an hour to $20 an hour. They also want the school to offer free parking for campus workers, and they're asking state lawmakers to repeal a Jim Crow era law banning collective bargaining for public employees.
One of the newest elementary schools in Wake County is already overcrowded. The school board decided last night to stop any new students from enrolling at Apex Friendship Elementary School. More than 750 students attended this year. It's its first year open, despite only having a capacity for 573 students. The board also removed a cap at Sycamore Elementary School in North Raleigh, and this will keep the school system's number of capped schools for next year at 25.
Tonight, you can weigh in on a plan to build a new Dollar General along Highway 54 in Orange County. A public hearing is planned on the rezoning the intersection at White Cross Road in Hillsboro for that store. The hearing gets underway at 5:30 at the Orange County Main Library. The County Planning Board will review the application on March 8th.
Jimmy Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, is bracing for his death. The small town has big pride for its favorite son. John Shirek introduces us to people there who are cherishing their years and decades with Mr. Carter, their neighbor, as they offer prayers for him and his family.
At Plains High School, which is now a national museum, a President's Day lesson for tourists and members of the Jackson family who are Plains residents, presidential historian Larry Cook telling them Jimmy Carter's life story, inspiring them.
He's a great person, caring person. He treat everyone like his family. We are his family. We are his friend. We are his neighbors.
Kamora Jackson, her brother Braylon, and her sister Carlasia.
To learn more about Jimmy.
Can't find out enough about their famous neighbor.
I've been in his presence and I feel like he's a great person, and learning more about him, how he carried himself, treating others like with equality. He's from Plains, I'm from Plains. So that's a lot for me.
Larry Cook, historian and Carter's friend, says there is no doubt how Mr. Carter wants to be remembered.
From knowing him for several years, I think that it's important for him, for the world to know that he was a champion of human rights.
A world leader from Plains, inspiring his young neighbors now, Braylon thinks he'd like to be president too.
To the people here in Plains, he's a friend. He's, you know, Mr. Jimmy to everybody here in Plains. When visitors come here, they experience the history of President Carter, but they walk in the footsteps of Mr. Jimmy.
A lifetime of service and sacrifice and ministry for him. That was John Chirac reporting. 39th president, a Democrat who served one term, 1977 to 1981, moved back to Georgia after his term, and he plans to be buried in his front yard.
On the national stage, there could soon be new limits for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. The Biden administration just announced a new proposal requiring migrants who cross the border illegally to seek protections in another country first. There are some exceptions for those facing threats to their lives. Officials say the plan will replace Title 42 when it expires in May. Title 42 is a Trump-era rule allowing immigration agents to quickly deport migrants.
And Michelle, it's now up to a district attorney in Georgia to decide if charges will be filed against people linked to former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. A grand jury in Atlanta recommended indictments against several people who testified in the 7-month investigation. That jury focused on whether Trump's team pressured officials to change the results of the election in Trump's favor. There are no specifics yet on who could be charged.
We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump. And we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
Trump himself has denied any wrongdoing and insisted the grand jury exonerated him. Carolina Hurricanes' hot streak continues. They just took it inside. The team followed up a big win in the Outdoor Stadium Series game last weekend with a win at PNC last night. Andrei Svechnikov got things going, scored the first two goals, and those were the two. Made a 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues. Canes host the Ottawa Senators in their next game Friday night. They're on some kind of streak.
Oh, yes, they are. And some rock and roll legends are bringing their world tour to North Carolina. Guns N' Roses will make a stop in Charlotte this summer. The show is set for Tuesday, August 29th. Presale tickets are available starting today, and general ticket sales begin on Friday. The world tour kicks off in Tel Aviv in June. A former student called our Teacher of the Week by far his favorite teacher. WRL's Brian Schrader talks with a Franklin County educator who shares his passion for the arts with his students.
It's a human interest.
Sean Bashan really thought he'd be a high school band director, but life took him into theater, and he moved to L.A. to try his hand at acting. He told his wife he wanted to get back to teaching.
She goes, "Are you thinking about music? Are you thinking about theater?" And I said, "I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go into English."
Bashan has been teaching English in Franklin County schools for 11 years, and he's now at Franklinton High School.
I had them do commencement speeches, so pretending like this is your graduation day, and speak in front of the class as if you were being grateful, showing gratitude, and what are the things that you remember and those things that you take away from this.
It's one of the ways Bashan tries to bring his English lessons to life. He's also the yearbook advisor, so I had to let him get in one plug.
It's one of those pieces of nostalgia that they're going to go back in life and they're going to see and they're going to want that they had. So if you haven't bought your yearbook yet, please buy your yearbook.
Bashan says everyone in the Franklinton High School community deserves recognition.
It's an honor to be getting this award, but really, I'm one small cog in this giant wheel. And really, it's about all the other people that I come in contact with.
Sean Bashan is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
He's a great teacher. We'll get another check on traffic and weather next.